Currently, the New Hampshire Renewable Portfolio Standard does not consider power generated by large hydroelectric dams to be green power. This is appropriate and the definition should be maintained. While large hydroelectric dams may create few carbon emissions, they do create a multitude of other negative environmental consequences, including loss of natural wildlife habitat, both below and in the flooded areas behind the dam, methane gas emissions, and the displacement of human populations. Also, the reservoirs behind the dams eventually develop silt problems and require dredging and other drastic remediation. Because of these issues, large-scale hydroelectric power cannot be considered green. Most environmentalists suggest that diverse, small, local energy projects are a greener answer to our energy concerns. These types of projects have fewer negative environmental impacts and have more flexibility in meeting the energy, economic, and employment of local communities. Why grant economic incentives to large-scale projects that don't need them when small local power projects could use them? It is ironic that the suggested rule change comes up just as Northern Pass LLC is trying to ram high-voltage transmission lines carrying hydroelectric power from Quebec to Massachusetts and Connecticut through New Hampshire. Northern Pass would like to see electricity produced by big hydroelectric projects designated as green energy because they think it will be easier for them to sell this project to the people of New Hampshire. The power is not green, it is not small, and it is not local. It also carries with it all kinds of negative environmental impacts that the people of New Hampshire will have to bear with no benefit from the power the project will carry. The Northern Pass transmission line will pass through New Hampshire, and the benefits of this project will pass us by as well, leaving us with an eyesore and other environmental and economic problems. If the definition of green power is changed to include large hydro, what is going to stop these same large hydropower corporations from building large dams in New Hampshire in the future? 24 years ago, we, my wife and I, purchased 70 acres of land with a small camp next to a stream in the town of Stratford. The camp, which was then our home, was equipped with a 12-volt DC hydro system and a six-panel solar electric system, which the previous owner used primarily in the summer months. We decided to stay off the grid and worked very hard to improving the reliability of the system. This was by no means an easy task. But after a couple of years of continuous improvements and lots of very frustrating moments, we were still off the grid making our own power. One of the first things that we learned to do very well was to conserve power. We found that conserving power was much easier than making it. Compact fluorescent lighting played a major role in this effort and was one of the biggest contributions to helping us stay off the grid, which we did for 10 years. But at this point in our lives, we were also building a 2,100 square foot hand-scribed log home. And due to the extreme cold weather and very little snow that winter, our hydro system froze solid. And we were down for the rest of the winter. We had to make the painstaking decision to contact PS&H and get power run to our home, which we have had ever since and are grateful for. After being off the grid for 10 years and conserving power became a second nature to us, 98% of all the lighting in our log home is high-efficiency compact fluorescent lighting. We shut off lights in the rooms not being used. We turn off TVs when not being watched. Our electric bill is consistently below $70 a month, which includes pumping our own water. We run a seasonal maple sugar business that now involves a vacuum system, which forces our power usage to go up. But even that usage is going to be significantly lowered this year due to an automated temperature sensing control system, which starts and stops the vacuum pump as needed based on air temperature. PS&H has an excellent program called New Hampshire Saves. It's too bad it ends in April. Promotes high efficiency. If you call them, they will help you find a high efficiency bulb for any fixture in or outside your home. Now, this is green power. What can be any greener than power not used or produced? If every home and business could be given financial incentives, tax breaks, free energy audits with implementation plans, and ultimately a lower cost per kilowatt hour rate, the less you use, the lower your rate per kilowatt hour would be, then large non-green projects like the Northern Pass would not even be considered in the first place. Please do not change the language of HB 302, which apparently you're not, and make sure the power projects help the local citizens and not harm the environment. Respectfully, Chelsea Peterwright, my wife, and myself, Mark McCulloch. And by the way, thank you for letting me have the floor.